Fun for families, that was the theme of a low-key opening day at this Sydney festival. A marathon winner on a treadmill set the tone in Hyde Park, while a giant rubber duck sailed into Darling Harbour, but not without a glitch.
For a few long minutes, it looked as though the inflatable star of the festival was going to be a no-show. Hydraulics that opened the monorail line in Cockle Bay failed.
At one point in time, we thought that maybe the duck wasn't going to make it into the harbour, into the bay, but everything was okay.
But some animal magic smiled on the crowds at Darling Harbour, and the giant rubber duck sailed safely underneath.
Never seen this before. It's so cute.
Across town in Hyde Park, festival goers were thin on the ground. But those who did show were caught up by Tristan Meacham's power turn, running a full marathon of more than 42 kilometres on a treadmill.
The message is never give up. Even though you'll die, you'll still have a good time.
Charles Bradley's getting used to being centre stage, but he walked many a hard mile around the United States to get there. Years of homelessness and hard knocks ended when he was discovered in middle age by the Daptone Record Company, singing in a New York club.
And I believe in never give up on your dreams, and I believe in that if God gives you something good, you just keep on going. You know, you just keep. A lot of times I wanted to give up.
The singer shares the stage and the domain with other Daptone stars for a Super Soul review.
The opening night Soul concert is the first of four big free shows in the domain this month. More will follow when the Parramatta part of the program launches in a fortnight. Anne-Maria Nicholson, ABC News.